The Average Network takes you now to the Assembly Hall of Pumont Razorburn University for another edition of Crosswind. On the left, James Carhorn and Paul Bugaluggle. On the right, Robot Novak and Smucker Carlson. In the Crosswind today, Senator John Kerry and White House Chief of Staff Andrew Card.
Bonjour, tristesse, mon amis. I am on the left, James Carhorn, the raging Cajun, Notre Dame Alouette.
And I'm on the left, Paul Bugaluggle.
I'm on the right, Robot Novak. Very right.
And I'm on the right, Smucker Carlson, but probably not as right as Robot.
If I thought you were Smucker, I'd become a fascist. I have to be to the right of everybody except the Vice President.
Well, no one living is to the right of the Vice President.
Well, he is the Vice President. Before we begin our daily Kerry roast, we have the best little political briefing in Tarzan.
Right you are, Robot Novak, the Crosswind Tornado. Smucker!
Thank you, James. Not only does John Kerry look like a basset hound, he eats like one, too. Here's a photo of Senator Kerry eating corn on the cob in Natchez. And here's a photo of Robot's basset hound, Himmler, eating a John Kerry dog treat. I dare you to tell them apart.
Himmler, I like that cookie, too. Paul?
Well, as we all know, President Bush is a venal coward who walks funny. But here's a picture of him wiping away the flop sweat from his wildly unsuccessful UN appearance. Here's another picture of him vomiting on the floor. And here is a photo of him waving a Japanese rubber novelty at the General Assembly.
I knew you'd run those pictures, Bugaluggle. Anything to tear down the greatest president since Millard Fillmore.
Millard Fillmore?
That dog needs therapy. Well, everybody knows that President Bush looks like a guinea pig. Yesterday, he acted like one, too, when he and Cochon Alawi tried to impress the press with a pitiful rendition, Toujours Rondelay Sang Foyd, of the old Elvis Costello classic, Watching the Detectives. We would play a clip, but our sound man, Jennifer, had a stroke while listening to it.
That was too bad. Well, John Edwards is too boring to talk about, so I won't. Him and his Two Americas trial lawyer obstructionist anti-monopoly fuzzy thinking is irrational. Irrational!
What's irrational about wanting fair profits for trial lawyers? When your bow tie came off during that operation, Smucker, I'll bet you were darn glad there was a trial lawyer in that operating room.
Actually, Paul, there were six. The carnage was alarming, really alarming. Our guests are white males, thank God. Senator John, whoops, missed that vote, Kerry. In contrast, brilliant, articulate White House Chief of Staff, Andrew Card.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi, fellows. Hello, Carhorn. Hi, Paul.
Senator Kerry, everyone knows you lied to get your medals and actually hit out with your LSD-smoking friends in San Francisco. Why won't you admit that you're a lying fraud?
What's a lying frog?
He means a lying fraud. It's Novak speak. You can tell him anything, Johnny.
Well, Senator!
I've never smoked LSD. I don't think you can smoke LSD.
Ha! Just as I thought!
Andy, you and I go back a number of years.
You're going to hurt me, aren't you, Paul?
Nonsense! Andy, you're a nice, smart guy. How can you still be defending this cowardly boob, George Bush? He's screwed up Iraq, he's screwed up the environment, he's screwed up healthcare, he's screwed up Monday Night Football, he's screwed up ER, he's screwed
up... Oh, please, you know
terror.
George is always right about
weather.
Everything. He has
traffic.
Portraits of himself being right. No offense, Senator, but you've had 832 documented positions on Iraq. George only has one.
I've only had one, Andy. Well, one and a half. Maybe a third. Anyway, I've always said that we were all misled on authorization.
I never said that.
Nor his COS.
I know.
Well, I never said half the things I was supposed to have said. Oh, well, all right.
Come on,
now.
Senator. Are you suggesting
a conspiracy here?
Admit it. Jacques.
Don't fail. 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 Don't f
Excuse me, is this actually getting us anywhere?
Well, I get to show off how smug and glib I am.
Unleavened cruelty makes for fine television, Senator.
That reminds me...
Smucker! You distasteful near slave!
I'm so out there! Don't you see how stupid and significant and wet you are? Oh my God, you're wet! You're wet and stupid and
soapy and... No, no, stupid little bow tie, you vulnerable.
No matter how many much you lie about it.
You don't say?
I never thought about it that way. Did you, Andy?
No, I'm pretty sure I hadn't.
Smucker, you distasteful man.
Well, shall we go then, John? I doubt if they'll miss us.
I guess you're right, Andy. Say, if we hurry, we could probably still do Conan. Teresa's nuclear hummer is just outside. We could be in New York in about 18 minutes.
It really does, no matter how many much you know.
The Average Network has brought you Crosswind, featuring on the left, James Carhorn and Paul Bugalugal, and on the right, Robot Novak and Smucker Carlson. Written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. Celebrity impersonators were supplied by Sunshine and Morning Glories, impersonated handmade collectible antique-like jewelry and harmonic, Convergence Dome, Grass Valley, California. Original music by the New Codpiece Band. This is Pablo T-Flies and the Average Network. Commends your attention. Stay tuned. ¶¶